Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Samach Gimel Omid Beis in the third volume of Mishnah Brura. And we're going to begin again from the very beginning of Reish Pehe, Simen Reish Pehe, which deals with the halachos of Shtayim Mikra V'Yechot Targum. We had begun this slightly, just read the introductory words of the Mechaber yesterday, and we'll start again from the very beginning, which is found on the bottom of Samach Gimel Omid Aleph. The mitzvah Shtayim Mikra V'Yechot Targum is a tremendously important opportunity for a person to chazer the Pasha every week, and let's learn the Dinim. The Mechaber says, Afal Pish Odom Shomea Kol Torah Kula Kol Shabbos Betzibur. Even though you're going to hear the laning every Shabbos, Chayav Likros Liatzmo, a person has to read to himself Bechol Shavua every week. Parsha Oso HaShavua, the parsha of that week. Shnaya Mikra, you should read it twice. V'yachat Targum, once read it with Targum Unkelus. And this is true even for words that don't seem to have a translation. Afilu Atoros V'divot, even proper nouns which seem not to have a Targum translation. Nevertheless, one should read them again a third time. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Aleph. Hainu, shelo yaktim likros kodem oso shavua. This concept of Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum is you shouldn't read it beforehand. Don't read, for example, 2 weeks from now's parsha. Read it now because you're off on vacation, so you'll read now a couple of weeks ahead. V'gam lo yachir. And also say, well, I'll wait to catch up over here till I'm off in a couple of weeks, and I'll catch up on a couple of parshas that I missed. But no, ditzorich lahashlim parshiosov imatzibur. You should try to read the Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum along with the congregation. So if the congregation is parshas Chayisara that week, so then you should try to read the entire Chayisara Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum that week. We'll learn more of these dinim a little bit later in the shir today. If somebody in fact does this tremendous mitzvah, marichin lo yomav ushnosav. Yemitz Hashem, you have a long life. I heard once from a rabbeim the idea yomav means that each of your days shall be important. Not only will you have long years, arichas yomim, but you'll also have wonderful days. Every day will be a worthwhile spent day and not just a wasted day. Dishah foot number 2 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the one to masakin this concept of Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum, one of the earliest gezerus chachomim that we have. And he says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu do this? So the Beis Yosef brings down, Kideshi Rogil B'mesh Shatzi B'korim. A person should be familiar with what they're going to lay in that Shabbos. The Levush adds, Kideshi Yeh Baki V'Rogil B'Torah. It also should make a person become familiar and to read regularly the Torah. Another pshat from the Aruch HaShulchan, Shebelimon HaTorah Yeshriv L'Shmoah. There's a mitzvah to listen to the words of Torah, and there's also a mitzvah to teach the words of Torah, as we say in Av Rabo L'Shmoah L'Lmod. And therefore, Tiknu L'Shmoah is Kriyas HaTorah, and likewise Tiknu L'Lmod Kodem Lachain Esa Parsha. So we have to learn the Parsha beforehand and then listen to it. Dishavu number 3 brings down from Rav Azza Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi that even a young child, once he reaches the age that he's even before Bar Mitzvah, but he's able to understand, should also be taught to do Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum. And he says this brings maybe Liyiras Hashem Tohora, bring tremendous Yiras Shemayim. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. And even a Talmud Chacham, who's sitting and learning all day deep ideas in Gemara, nevertheless, the Otz HaGonim says he should not do Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum because he's too busy learning deep things. And even people that are learning all day, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Yigris Moshe brings down Chayavim B'kriya Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum. And even a person who is on the level of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who's Torasso M'nuasso, who all he does is learn, nevertheless should also do Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum. Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, and also brought down by the Shach, say that an Ovel, who is in his 7 days of Avelus, is allowed to read Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum on Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains, since he does this every Shabbos, it's like considered Seder HaTvila, and even an Ovel is allowed to do this, even though this is Talmud Torah. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, if he's used to also doing Rashi, as we'll learn, it's a wonderful thing to add Rashi to your Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum, so he says he would also, the Ovel will be allowed to do this on Shabbos as well. However, the Birkei Yosef disagrees and says no. If the Avelis ends on Shabbos, he brings down from the Prima Godim that a person should wait till after the Avelis is over, preferably to do the Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum, do it Shabbos morning after davening, rather than doing it Friday night. Finally, Dear Shufa number 4 says, even though you get tremendous reward of Arichas Yom and Vishanim, one should not concentrate on that when he does Shtayim Mikra V'yachat Targum, he should do it because that's what Chazal told us to do, and the Schar will come on its own. Mishnah Brura Sivkot and Beis, Avolo Yikra Echod Mikra V'yachat Targum, V'yachavin Lishmo Me'ashliach Tzibur. A person shouldn't say, okay, I'll do Shtayim Mikra, I'll do Mikra once, I'll do Targum, and then on Shabbos morning I'll listen to the Chazan, and that will be my second Mikra. Elatzorich Likros Beis Pomim Mikra, person should instead read twice, Chutz Mimash Hashom Mishlil Tzibor, not including that which you'll hear on Shabbos morning from the Shlil Tzibor. Imlo Shekora Oz Gam came to Fib. Unless, if you wish to be Yotze that way, so then if you say it along word for word with the Chazan, so that could also count with the Baal Kriya, that could also count for you for Shtayim Mikra. Vayim Mogen Avram, Sivkot and Ches, Shekosa B'Shem Lechem Chamudos, the Mogen Avram brings down to the Lechem Chamudos, the Bidibiyevid, Yotze Pam Achas B'mesh Hashom Mishlil Tzibor. He says, Bidibiyevid, if you just heard it, even though you didn't say it along with the Baal Kriya on Shabbos, Shabbos morning, you would be Yotze. However, he brings down the Yesh Achronim. This is the Ola Shabbos, the Prisha, the Shari Knesset Gdola, as stated in Shari Tzion Os Aleph. Shemachmirim afilu b'di'evet. They do not allow this to be Yotze, even b'di'evet. Certainly not the Chatrila. And the reason for this is brought down in Dishah foot number 5 from Nissan Karolit Shlita. There's two separate obligations over here. Kriyas HaTovah B'tzibur and Shtayim Mikruviyach HaTagim. And you can't fulfill one with the other. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Uvinyan HaKriya, Yesh Deos B'zeh Ben Achron. How you should do the Shtayim Mikruviyach HaTagim, there are different opinions. Yesh Omrim Shiyukol Kol Pasuk Beis Pamim V'Tagim Olav. There are those that say that you should read the Pasuk twice and then read the Targum Unkelus on it. Others say you should read an entire parsha. We'll see this doesn't mean the entire sedra. It means an entire open or closed section, i.e. till you reach a pei or a samach. And that's called a parsha in the Torah, where you have spaces in the Torah, either an entire line or just a couple of spaces. And you should read until there, and then read that twice, v'achakach tagim, and then read tagim unkelus on that entire section. Hayinu shiyukol kol parsha psucha ostuma. As I said, it's a pei or a samach, a psucha ostuma, an open or a closed area of the sedra, until you reach that open or closed area. And you should read that base poem in v'achakach tagim, and then afterwards read the tagim. Ubimogin Avraham uv'shar tshuva mitzadim k'deir rishona. The Mogin Avraham and Shari Tshuva suggests that the first way is preferable, to read the pasuk twice, followed by tagim. Each pasuk twice, and then the tagim. It brings out the Sefer Ma'aser Rav, Isa Shagro, the Vilna Gaon, and the Sefer Ma'aser Rav is quoted as having done Noag Lomar HaTagum Achar Kol Parsha Psucha Ostuma. He would do it the second way. He would read the entire Parsha, the Psucha Ostuma Parsha, and then he would say the Tagum. O Achar Mokum Shinira Yosef Sekinian. Or he would not necessarily stop over there wherever he felt that there was a separate Inyan, so he'd read that Shtayim twice, and then he would read the Tagum on it. However one does this, whatever way will make more likely for a person to do this, it is perfectly acceptable to do. You have all these great opinions to rely upon. The issue foot number 6 brings down that there's eyewitness testimony that the Chavetz Chaim himself, as brought down in the Shevet Halevi, Zatzal, Rav Ozner, he brings down that the Chavetz Chaim himself would read each pasuk twice, and then afterwards he would go and say the Targum, along with Pirush Rashi, and then he would also do the Pirush Ramban. The issue for number 7 brings down that the aliyahs that we have on Shabbos, for example, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, that's not called a parsha. That isn't what we meant when we said you should read an entire parsha. That's not considered a hefsek of a parsha. However, we'll proceed later on that there are those that say that if that will make you remember it well, and you'll know on Sunday I read Rishon, on Monday I read Sheni, on Tuesday I read Shlishi, so then that's perfectly acceptable to break up the parsha Shtaimikriachotagam in this fashion as well. Then he brings down as well from the Stipler Gons at Zatzal, that he thinks it would be acceptable for a person to read the entire parsha, then read the entire parsha again, the entire sedra, and then followed by the targum. Dishah foot number 9 brings down an interesting compromise from Yaakov Kamenetsky's Zatzal. Read a parsha, a psucho stuma area, one time entirely, and then read a pasuk back in that parsha with the targum, a pasuk with the targum, and this way you can have a compromise between both of these shitas. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Mishu Boki Bitam Uvinukudos Baal Peh. If a person is Baruch Hashem, he's a Baal Koreh, he knows how to read from a Sefer Torah, he could read with the proper pronunciation, the proper tamim, the trop, Tov Lahad Likros with Sefer Torah Gufa. It would be preferable to do Shtayim Mikra from an actual Sefer Torah itself. However, the issue foot number 10 brings down that if a person is not such a Baki in this and it would be more difficult for him to do it properly, so it's preferable to read from a Chumash with the proper dots and trop rather than breaking your teeth and making a lot of mistakes reading it from a Sefer Torah. And the Rabbeinu Yonah brings, however, you should try to read it with the trup if it were possible. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, "She'eno ma'akev l'kora b'tami yikruk." It's not ma'akev. If you can't do it with the trup, it's okay to just read it, but it would be preferable to do it with the trup. The issue for number 11 brings down that it's preferable to do it from a Sefer Torah, from the Radvaz, as well as from the Taz, because the Sefer Torah has more kedusha to it. And he adds, "Shemikaven shemitzus k'sivas Sefer Torah hikidesh yikrubot." The purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is so people will read from it. Therefore, it's wonderful if you can do shtayim mikra from your own Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Gimel writes that you have to say over the words Atoros v'divon again, Rotzalomer, Afopi Shein Bo Targum, even though there is no real Targum to it, Vuadin, Ruven, Shimon, and other names, proper nouns that you have, Uchayosi Bezer, Sorich, Lekros, Gimel Pam, and then you should read that 3 times. Viesh Machmir, and those that are Machmir, and say the Batoros v'divon, Shiesh Bo Targum Yushalmi, Sorich, Lekros, Shom HaTargum, that you should read the Targum that's the Targum Yushalmi for these words. In fact, by our Targum Unkelis, is brought down in Dirshu footnotes number 12 and 13, there is a Targum on Atoros v'divon, and that's actually the Targum Yerushalmi. Mechaber Sif Beis writes, in Lomad HaParsha BePirush Rashi, if you learned the Parsha with Rashi, that Choshuv Kimo Targum, that is considered like Targum over here. V'yori Shemayim Yikor Targum V'gam Pirush Rashi. And a person who's a Yori Shemayim should in fact read both the Targum and the Pirush Rashi. In the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet, explains that when you read Rashi, Shu Mefarish as Hamikra Kemoshi Mefarish Targum V'yos Mimenu, because Rashi essentially incorporates many of the ideas of the Targum plus much more, and therefore that's really considered a wonderful parish on Chumash, which is the idea of reading the Targum. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Avol Mkor Bishar Las. If you just read Stama, an English translation, a vernacular translation, Shu Mefarish Rakes Hamilos L'chod, it just translates the word but doesn't really give us all the background and the commentaries from the Mefarshim. Lo Yotzi Dechavosu B'Mokom. Targum. That doesn't replace Targum. Lefisha Targum Meforish Kama Dvorim Shein Lohavim Mitoch HaMikro, because the Targum has many ideas that aren't found from the simple translation of the words. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey writes, V'al Kein, therefore, Yotzi B'Masha Korish Dayim Pomim Mikra V'Echa Perish Rashi. Therefore, based upon this idea that Rashi really is a Targum plus, so to say, so one can fulfill the mitzvah of Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum just by reading the Parasha twice and learning the Pirush Rashi. And those pukim don't have Rashi, Yikros on Sholosh Pabim, and those read three times. Tisha footnote 14 brings down, for those that do follow its opinion, he brings down from Nissan Karol Shlita, Shetzor Shiyotzi Bisfosov as Pirish Rashi. You should try to say out loud Pirish Rashi, but if you said Targum out loud, then it would be enough to scan Rashi with your eyes, that would be acceptable. And Dishu footnote number 15 has an amazing thing said over by Rav David Feinstein Shlita, name of his holy father, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, and he brings down that his father said that a person is allowed to read Rashi in the good Rashi translations in English instead of Targum. Mishum shalo gara dovaze mikriyas pirushei haTorah b'loshon Ashkenaz. This is in fact just as good as reading any other vernacular tongue. So if you take out a wonderful English translation of Rashi, there are a number of wonderful ones available, and you read that in English, that would also fulfill this mitzvah of Targum. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Mishaino bar hochi, if somebody's not really capable of reading Rashi inside, Shiyovit is Pirish Rashi, he won't understand Rashi. Royal Likros Pirish HaTorah Shiyesh B'loshon Ashkenaz B'zanenu. You can take any other secular translation that's a Torah true secular translation in the vernacular, in the Loshon of Ashkenaz, in Yiddish in those days, or in German, or in English nowadays, or whatever language you speak. So you can read that and be Yotze, this concept of Targum, with a good translation. And he says, for example, you go and say if it's Anarana, Ochayotzibo, which had a lot of the details of the Parsha in the vernacular Yiddish tongue. Because those Perushim, the Tzenerana, and others, they explain the Parsha according to Rashi, Ushah Chachamin Uzarach, and all the other Chachamim as well, Habnuim Ayesod HaTalmud, that are based upon the Talmud and based upon our Masorah, and therefore those are perfectly good ways to accomplish the reading of Targum. And indeed, if you read the Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskol, Targum, the Gam Pirush Rashi, in the Bir HaLocha, he has a long arichus there, and he brings down poskim that say it's actually preferable to go and read in a language you'll understand rather than the Targum which you don't understand. But he concludes and he says, no, the minhag is to go and read the Targum. But certainly, if a person is not going to do Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum because he says the Targum he just doesn't feel that he's gaining anything from, so you have great poskim over here that would suggest if that's going to stop you from doing the mitzvah Shtayim Mikra V'Echa Targum because you can't do the Targum well, so then take out a wonderful English translation with Chachamim's interpretations. Take out a Rashi in English. Take out another Perush on the Torah that has incorporated within it the wonderful Perushim of Chazal, and one could, according to these poskim, fulfill the mitzvah of Targum if you aren't able to do the Targum itself for whatever the reason. And the Mishnah Berurah does explain in Sivkot and Vav that saying the Targum does have great preference to it. Ki HaTargum Yesh Lomayla, Shinitam B'Sinai. He brings out that the Targum was given on Har Sinai. It is written with Ruach HaKodesh, V'gam Hu Meforish Kol Mila Mila, and it is a Targum on essentially every word. Upirush Rashi Shiyesh Lomayla, but Rashi also has a tremendous Mayla. Shu Meforish Sisu'ini Na'pi Midrashi Chazal Yosem HaTargum. There are more interpretations in Rashi. It fulfills and completes the understanding of the Chumash much more than just the reading of the Targum. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, Be'emes Kein Roy Lino Kolodim. Every person ideally should go Shiyomo B'chol Shavua Asidro in Pirush Rashi Levad HaTargum. Every person should try to read all the Rashis every week besides just reading the Targum. Ki yesh kama parashos b'Torah b'frat b'chelik v'yikra, because in many parashios, especially those in v'yikra, she'yef shor l'havinum klal ayideh Targum chud. If you just read Targum unkelish, you're not going to really understand them well, and Rashi fills in tremendous amounts of information. Dishuf number 16 brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, she'odif lomer es haTargum v'lo pirush Rashi. He says that if you're going to only be able to say one, it would be preferable to say the Targum and not Rashi. The issue foot number 17 brings down the importance of learning Rashi. It brings down from the Chofetz Chaim. Don't think that just reading the Targum is enough. The Targum was well understood by everybody, and therefore people got a tremendous from ideas from the Targum. However, nowadays, when people don't understand the Targum so well, a person has to read a beautiful parish on the Torah, and what better parish is there than Rashi for that? And he adds, Shaharei im eino maven. If you really don't understand the Targum, lo nechshev lo kelim klal. You're really not considered getting a lot out of it because you can't understand it. The Targum isn't just words of a tefillah that you're davening, even if you don't understand it. But you're supposed to understand the reading of the Targum. And that's why, again, I dare say, these poskim that I've just brought down here, and reading again the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim over here in Targum Gan Perush Rashi, that it would probably be preferable for a person, if he's only going to do one, and he really doesn't enjoy doing the Targum, and that makes him not do shtayim mikro v'yachad Targum, it would seem to me that it would be preferable for a person to read all the Rashi's inside, and even in English, and read other good commentaries, even in English, on the parasha to fulfill the concept of Targum, rather than not reading Targum because they don't enjoy it or just can't do it. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Misha em biyado Targum. If a person doesn't have a Targum, he just has a Chumash, Rach Chumash, Levad, Yesh lo, that he does have, Yikra Shnei Par Mikra. So then read now while you can the Shtayim Mikra, V'yachakach, Kishizdam lo Targum, Yomar. So then when you get a Chumash later, it has the Targum in it, you'll read the Targum then later on. The issue for number 18 brings down, if you know that you're not going to get a Targum even later on, so the Prima Gadol brings down, so then read the Parsha three times, because that certainly is what you're supposed to do when there is no Targum on a pasuk like Haktoros V'Divon, as we've already explained. So therefore, if you can't read Targum or Rashi, so read the pasuk three times and be yotzi at least with that. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Lo yikra pasuk ha'me'uchar kodam muktam. You shouldn't read the sukkum out of order. Read Perek Chav before you read Perek Yutes. Elo yikra kesed. You should try to read them in order. And in fact, issue foot number 19 brings down that if you did do it out of order, you have to go back to the place where you went out of order and read it from there to be yotzi. If a person, in fact, missed an entire week of Shtayim Mikra, so then there is a machlokis as to what he should do. Should he read the parsha that he missed first, and then read the parsha of the week, or should he read the parsha of the week first, and then go back and read the parsha that he missed? So again, there are different customs. Whatever a person will do to catch up is preferable. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Lo yikra targum tchila v'yachakach mikra. Don't read the targum first, and then read the mikra. Ela, what should you do? Ela yikra l'chila shnayim mikra mikodem v'yachakach targum. But first you should read both psukim, read the psukim twice, and then go read the targum, or read the entire parasha twice, and then read the targum. Imav shalo shalo yafsik b'shnayim mikra v'yachakach targum ashum dovar hu tov v'yofim od. Person should try very hard not to be interrupted in the reading of shnayim mikra v'yachakach targum, at least in that parasha that you're doing. V'chein ro'isim mihamadaktikim osukin. This is what the righteous people do. And this is what a person should really do as much as possible. He brings us down from the Shari Knesset Sagdola in the name of the Seder Ayom. And likewise, the Shagas Aryeh says the same thing. The issue for number 20, of course, brings down that if you don't do the entire Shtayim Mikra, the Echa Targum at the same time, so then whatever you're doing, that's all you have to worry about. And don't worry about the next day that you have an interruption between Sunday's reading and Monday's reading. That's perfectly fine. But within the reading that you're planning on doing that day, you should try not to have any interruptions. Somebody asks you a question in the middle, you can answer them. If it's a halacha, for example, and if somebody is thirsty and wants to take a drink in the middle, that's going to stop him from doing shtayim mikra. He could also take a drink, make a bracha before and afterwards as well. The Mechaber says, Miyom Rishon ve'ele choshev imatzibor. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber tells us that you should start doing shtayim mikra v'yechot tagam from the time that the tzibur starts doing it, which is from Sunday. That's when the new parsha starts. He brings down in Sivkot and Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, Kivin Shemaschilim b'Minchas of the Shabbos. Since, of course, we start reading on Mincha Shabbos, the upcoming week's parsha, Likros Parsha Shvuas Haba, Nechshav Shuvakori Kakori Matzibah. So once you've already started laning it already, you've already laned it, as opposed to other people laned it. But if you haven't daven Mincha yet, the Dirshu footnote number 22 brings down that you shouldn't do this. But if you've already heard the laning, so then you can start doing Shtayim Mikra V'yechot Tagum for the next week already, Shabbos afternoon after Mincha. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, therefore, when the Mechaber said over here from Sunday, it doesn't literally mean Sunday, it really means from Shabbos afternoon after you've davened Mincha. The issue number 22 also brings down that from Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, as soon as they started reading Bereishis and Simchas Torah in the morning, then you can start reading the Shtayim Mikra for Parshas Bereishis. The issue for number 21 brings down that the Chazon Ish would specifically try to read the Targum at least after the first time he read the Parsha in order to enhance his understanding of the Parsha. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches writes, Kam Achor Mekosov Dimin Amucha Hu Likrosu B'Erev Shabbos, that the preferable time to do Shtayim Mikra, according to some poskim, is to do it on Erev Shabbos. And he brings down, looking at Shari Tshuva for further details. Brings down from Sefer Matei Yehuda, Kosav Dim Hu Kori Mitchilas HaShavua V'Hol. If you're reading from the beginning of the week, Hu Gam Ki Michla Mitzvah Ben Amucha. But if you want to start reading from Sunday, that's perfectly good. Or Shabbos afternoon, after Mincha, that's perfectly good as well. Don't think that that's less preferable. Or Kamosh Kosav the Beis Yosef, the Mucha Kemi the Bir Rambam. He says this is in fact the Rambam's opinion. The Chemi Sefer Maisa Rav and the Vilna Gaon, Kosav Van Hagas Agra, The Vilna Gaon would read a little bit every day after davening Shachos in the morning, a little bit of Shtayim Mikra V'yechot Tagum for that week's Parsha, Umesayim B'Erev Shabbos, and he would conclude finishing off on Erev Shabbos. The issue for number 24 brings down that there were various Gedolim that would specifically do this as well to save a little bit for Shabbos in order they could finish it Im HaTzibor with the Tzibor right after they finished the laning on Shabbos morning. And this footnote also brings down what I said before from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that if you want to do Rishon on Sunday and Monday you do Sheni, etc., that would be a good way for you to do it, so then that's perfectly acceptable as well. We'll start quickly, Sif Dalet. Mitzvah Menemucha. The Mechaber tells us there's a mitzvah especially to do, Sheyashlem Osa Kodim Shulchan B'Shabbos. You should try to finish off Shai Mikra before you start your Shabbos after the lunch meal. But if you didn't get the chance to do this, you can still do it after the meal, Ad Mincha, until they start the next laning. Yitzhashem will do the Mishnah Berurahs on this tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.